We're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. We got Hickey and the crew back at CBS Sports Radio New York City. John Fass with another amazing update here in about 7 minutes, give or take. It's a playoff weekend in the National Football League. Is there anything better than just settling in and watching win or go home sports? Anything. NCAA men's tournament, you watch the NFL, NBA, you get elimination game or you get a game seven. But man, this weekend is phenomenal. We have five NFL playoff games. Now, some of you would say, "Huge, what are you talking about? Five games? There's only four." You had the Colts, who are continuing an unbelievable run after a 1-5 start. They beat the Texans on the road. 21-7. They have that mentality that they may not lose another game, and they'll get Kansas City the next matchup. Cowboys, you know, another story about a team that came back to life when they got Amari Cooper. They're leading the Seahawks, as John Fass said right now, early second half, 10-6 down in Big D. You got the Chargers and the Ravens coming up on Sunday. My son, he's a huge NFL fan. He's like, "Dad, I like the Ravens. You can't stop Lamar Jackson." I'm like, "Wait a minute. I think the Chargers are one of the best teams in football." So we'll get to that matchup and the Eagles and the Bears. I don't think the Eagles are going to have – I think the Colts have more of that magic feel that the Eagles had last year. And then the Eagles and the Bears. Bears only a 6.5-point favorite at home in Chicago on the shores of Lake Michigan. And then you have Alabama-Clemson as the fifth NFL game on Monday night. Because there are – there's not even a third-place game. You know, we always do the huge four during the college football season and college football and also the NFL. And I think when you watch the final four, you watched any of the plethora of bowl games, you tell me that I've never seen a separation like this. It's like old-school college basketball when the big boys used to rule, right? North Carolina, Duke, or UNLV, or old-school UCLA, or Indiana, and Bob Knight. But I'm telling you right now that Alabama and Clemson, you can just see them walking out of the tunnel. I was with friends down in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I want to say hello to our affiliate, The Buzz, down in beautiful Oklahoma in Tulsa. And they had a Final Four watch party, college football playoff, and it was like Kyler Murray, who won the Heisman, and Lincoln Riley's one of the best coaches in the land, and they always land stud recruits. You knew when you watch Alabama walk out of the tunnel that you're running uphill against the tide. And that's the same thing with Clemson. I know we all debated their schedule on this show. We talked about it time and time again. "Oh, they didn't play anybody. At Boston College would be their best win of the year, and look what happened." I mean, Clemson, Alabama, it's as close to the NFL as you'll ever see. And everybody say, "Lawrence needs to cut his hair." You know what? Any man that can use conditioner is a lucky man. How many guys use conditioner right now? Don't talk about the 3-in-1 body wash, conditioner, and soap because you're too lazy to buy all three. And then with the new year upon us, I haven't been on for a couple weeks, and I mentioned that trip to beautiful Tulsa, Oklahoma. What's going to happen in sports? I want your huge forecast for 2019 throughout the show today. What will be the biggest story in sports? Now, early on, this Antonio Brown thing is out there. "Oh, we're going to put him up for a trade." Okay, you're going to eat, $21 million if you're the Steelers. We're going to listen to offers. You know, the Steelers to Le'Veon Bell and now this Brown thing, and people that are trying to pile on Big Ben, and I'm like, what are these guys thinking? It's reminiscent of the old school Jimmy Johnson, Jerry Jones Cowboys, right? Where when guys win, and it's not like this group is, pulled off a Patriots run or a Golden State Warriors-like run. But, man, you get those egos. And once you pay somebody, or if you don't pay them, in the case of Le'Veon Bell, then you get what we're getting right now. And Antonio Brown makes Manny Machado look like he's going to be working at a church with a sermon tomorrow morning. Yeah, you know, oh, Antonio slipped out of Central Michigan University. Oh, he was a head case. You know what? I do a statewide show in Michigan. Antonio Brown wasn't a head case. He's just a small receiver, and everybody has, every GM has a prototypical list. Right? You know, quarterback must be 6'4", 215. Receiver needs to have hands the size of a globe. No. And the Steelers were one of the preseason favorites. You know, when we were doing this show back in August on the CBS Sports Radio Network, a lot of people thought Pittsburgh and Minnesota would be the two teams in the playoffs or in the Super Bowl. Two teams that nobody thought they both would miss the playoffs, but a lot of people had the Steelers and the Vikings. Vikings were close last year, lost to the Eagles in Philly. Oh, the New England run is over. Tom Brady is old. You know, you watch the playoffs, and there are a lot of teams left for dead. Oh, John Harbaugh can't coach anymore. John Harbaugh, Baltimore early in the year. Oh, Frank Reich. Hey, look at Frank Reich's offensive schemes are fantastic. And he puts Andrew Luck in the right spot. And then the passing game sets up the running game. That's what I love about the Frank Reich offense in Indy. You watch Mack bust out for 148. And T.Y. Hilton, thank you very much. Thank you, Hilton, was unstoppable in the first half. And the Texans have that playoff fever, but it's not on the good side, where they can get to the playoffs, but they can't do anything. They can get there, but then they can't do anything. And they look tight. Watson looked tight early, kind of took over, you know, fourth quarter. By then, though, it's 21-0, and the Colts are in command. And what's Indy now, 10-1 in their last 11? And does anybody doubt they can go anywhere right now and win? And I'm talking all the way to the Super Bowl. But, man, Colts were left for dead. Texans had a bad start. They were left for dead. Ravens were left for dead. Seahawks weren't playing well early. Oh, they traded away everybody that runs over. Russell Wilson's over the hill. Cowboys are left for dead. Eagles kind of revived their season when it looked like they were going to miss the playoffs. And the Bears have been, you know, when you look at the playoff teams, Rams, Bears, the teams that got the first round byes, three out of the four, including the Chiefs, have been the most consistent, right there with the Saints, I mean, in terms of just getting it done. Saints, Rams, Chiefs, right? And then the Patriots. How can, well, you know, if they have to go to Arrowhead, well, it's Brady in a playoff game versus Mahomes with no playoff experience. Now, I said that on this show last year during Super Bowl week. Oh, how can you bet on Nick Foles? How can you bet Foles versus Brady? I will bet my house that the Patriots would win. And if you would have told me that Tom Brady would throw for over 500 yards in the Super Bowl, I would have given you 28 points in Vegas. And Nick Foles did what? Won the ring. I love it, man. The NFL playoffs, fantastic. So our first huge question of the hour, we'll get to your forecast for what will happen in 2019. Who's going to get through? Because, I'm really on this Indy train. I am. I don't care if they have to go to Foxborough. I don't care where they, you know, Arrowhead. I'm on this train. They are a well-oiled, focused, motivated machine. And in the NFC, I don't look at the Cowboys and the Seahawks and think they could win the NFC. I just don't. I look at the Bears and I say, with that defense and Nagy's play calling and Trubisky, they could go anywhere and win. The Saints with home field advantage, it will be tough to get out of New Orleans or go through New Orleans and get to the Super Bowl. So who will emerge from the AFC and the NFC? That will be our first huge question of the hour. You can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. And Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
We are back live across North America like we are each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. We do have Shep and Hickey back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fass will have an update here in about 12 minutes. First huge question of the night, who's your pick from the AFC and the NFC to get through this playoff weekend, next weekend, championship weekend, and get to the Super Bowl? Man, I'm on this Colts train, and it's going to be tough to get me off the Colts. And there's something about the Bears' defense, but, man, Breeze, the Saints, the Superdome. I'm going to need to think about my NFC pick. I am sticking with the Colts. I think preseason, I said New England, Minnesota. You know, Kirk Cousins and the Vikings, there's a lot of pressure on him, Zimmer, everybody next year. They have got to have a deep playoff run. You know, when you look at the top side of the NFC, and you have the Cowboys still leading Seattle 10-6, that game is in the third quarter. Love the story with Amari Cooper. My son, and I turn to my 12-year-old a lot because I like hearing, you know, the younger generation's view on the NFL, and he's a diehard fan. Watched the first game, and when I left to come in to do the national show, he's watching the Cowboys and the Seahawks. And I talked to him about all the NFL headlines. And we were discussing who's going to win it all. And he's a huge Patriots fan. Even though we live in Michigan, he is just a diehard Patriots fan. But he's nervous about the Colts. He watched them and he said, Dad, these guys are good on both sides of the ball. And he plays tackle football. And he just, I love his passion. He has the same passion for football that I had for baseball growing up. He'll talk about it. He'll watch highlights. You know, I'll play him in Madden, and he's getting too good. So as I tell my kids, when I stop playing you in a video game and I'm not winning, I can't play anymore. I just can't play. So he thinks it's going to be the Patriots in his mind, but he's most concerned about the Colts. And then NFC says nobody's beating Breeze in New Orleans. And then we talked about Antonio Brown and what team will trade for him. And he starts listing these teams. And I'm thinking, hey, Ace, I need you to come in and do the Saturday Night Huge show tonight. And he goes, Dad, you know what? They're not going to trade him to another team in their own conference. So no AFC team. He goes, and they won't trade him to a great team where he could win a Super Bowl before the Steelers. So, Dad, I think Antonio Brown will end up playing with Jameis Winston in Tampa Bay. And I'm thinking, you know what? Antonio Brown's from Florida. And if they trade him to Tampa Bay, they kind of send him off. And I don't think, you know, Tampa could turn it. They played well second half, right, after the Fitzpatrick thing didn't turn into what everybody thought it would. Once he wore the gold chains, he was done. You're a white guy and you wear gold chains, you're done. You are just done as a singer, a rapper, an athlete. You cannot. You can't wear gold chains. You can't if you're a white guy. I mean, I remember in the 80s, I would bust out the chain and then you'd forget to take it off and you'd wear it for like three straight months And then when you did take it off, you had a ring. Like you see it like on a bathtub. That was nasty. And Antonio Brown looks good. He does. When he was wearing his fur coat and chains, not quite sold on the haircut that's straight out of Hunger Games, but Antonio Brown, I believe Tampa would be at the top of that list. You know, could you imagine if somebody like Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, now I don't have the entire salary cap structure and team, and I know they're going to take a big hit on that side in Pittsburgh, but can you keep him? Le'Veon Bell situation, the Steelers let go too long. They did. They just let it go too long. It was a distraction. Oh, it's not a distraction. Connor played well, and they were rolling. Okay, they were rolling, but here it comes again. Is he going to come back? He's down in Miami. We're not sure. And it's a distraction. And then you watched a team that was looking pretty good, right? Remember how good they looked against the Patriots in Pittsburgh? And when teams just implode like that
It's chemistry. It is chemistry. In pro sports, not just the NFL, not just the Pittsburgh Steelers, a lot of teams won't stand up for what's right or culture before talent. And they'll try and navigate and tiptoe through it and hope, hey, you know, we can work this out. I think Golden State's going through a little bit of that. I don't think their run is completely done. But the Steelers and Antonio Brown, A, the distraction, B, he's arguably the best receiver in the game. So if he's not there, if he's not there mentally, if he's not there physically, if he's a distraction at practice or meetings, and a report says that Big Ben called out Brown during meetings and he thinks he's the guy, and you've heard everybody, you know, it's amazing that nobody piles on you until you're not part of that team or the season's over. But the Steelers let it happen. And Mike Tomlin, you try and cater to all these egos and managing egos. I bet that's the toughest job, pro sports. Colleges can say, you know what, we're throwing you off. They don't have to worry about a salary cap. They don't have to worry about guaranteed deals. Managing egos in the pros has to be near impossible at times. Especially today. They're the entitlement generation, and it's not all, I'm not going to be the old guy, you know, saying get off my lawn, but there's an entitlement generation. And when you pay people, and I've been trying to come up with this stat, on players who have had mega deals, what their production and championships have been after getting those mega deals. And for the most part, you see it in the NBA a lot. For all the downside we say about the Warriors and their chemistry right now, and again, I go back to that key word, chemistry and culture, they found a way to fight through it and win because they have so much talent. You know, they have the big four. Cousins gets healthy, it's the big five. And that's how they're blessed. And that's just smart. You know, Steve Kerr can handle it. He's been around Jordan, right? Pippen, he's been around arguably the greatest show on any surface ever, the Chicago Bulls in that run. The Rolling Stones of basketball. But, man, you know, Bell into Brown. And, you know, we all think Le'Veon Bell ends up in Miami, right? That's the thought process. And my son had a great idea that Antonio Brown will end up in Tampa Bay. Steelers will put him someplace where it's not going to be a primetime market. And Antonio likes, you know, Dancing with the Stars. Was he on The Masked Singer too, Ryan? Is that correct? Was he on that show?
Yes, I believe it was on, what was it, Thursday?
Yeah, does that look like, you know, Brazil and Rio and, you know, Carnival? What is, I've seen the promos, and there's no way I can sit there. Because I sit through a lot where I wonder, you know what, I just gave away a half hour, hour, maybe a binge session of 5-6 hours of my life that I won't get back. But who could sit there and, you know, I wonder who's behind the mask? And was he a hippo?
He was a hippo.
See, what's bad is that I know that. I feel I should be punished because I know that. People are like, hey, you know what? Cowboys are leading the Seahawks 10-6. I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about Antonio Brown. Or your New Year's forecast of the three biggest stories in sports in 2019. I want to talk about, did you know Antonio Brown was the guy behind the hippo mask? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter or Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. My Lord. I think these networks are desperate for TV programming, because we all want Netflix. We binge watch. We do on demand. They're trying to get this live programming that will hook you in. So as we discuss Antonio Brown's next NFL destination, how many people out there actually watch The Masked Singer? And did you know it was going to be Antonio Brown? Or were producers thinking, hey, you know what? This was tape. This was going to be show three. Why don't we go with Antonio Brown in show one? Because he's a headline right now with all this drama with the Steelers. I have a lot to talk about. We're back to the four-hour edition as the college football season has almost concluded before we get to Alabama-Clemson on Monday night. I will give you my huge pick in that game. And like I said, you can join us throughout the broadcast, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. We have some tweets rolling in on predictions. Who's going to get through the NFC and the AFC in the playoffs? Predict that. At Saturday Huge or on air. And then we'll get into the forecast. I'll give you my three major storylines for 2019. I will give you those later. The three things that will happen in sports. Tom Schneeberg, he's listening in West Allis, Wisconsin. I assume that's a suburb of Milwaukee. Tommy tweets out Saturday Huge. I think a Chargers-Bears Super Bowl is possible. He's going with defense. And then Costa Corvonis, who's listening out in beautiful Goodyear, Arizona. Costa tweets at Saturday Huge, Bears versus Chargers in the Super Bowl. Wow. Bears, Chargers. Hickey, who do you like in the Super Bowl? Who's going to get through the playoffs?
I like the Saints a lot. I don't think anyone can go into the Dome and beat them. AFC is tough. I mean, not to sound like a homer, but I'm a big Colts fan. I think they can run the table. But, I mean, you got to go the Chiefs right now, at least. So I'm going to go just the Chiefs-Saints boring pick.
Chiefs aren't beating the Colts. You know, Mahomes has – you know, I think you need a playoff history, and luck has it. And I don't think you're going to – you know, rookies have shined in the second-year players and the younger quarterbacks, right? You know, look at what Lamar Jackson's doing. But, man, I think experience comes into play. That's the one thing about the Bears with Trubisky, and their defense is good enough to win every playoff game, just like it was this year, with or without Trubisky. You know, you think about the Bears, and you look at this team, two of their losses are what, at Miami and at the Giants? Am I correct on that? Yes. My Lord. So I need your Super Bowl picks. Who's going to get through the playoffs? And you kind of readjust because you can watch some of the games. And by the way, Seahawks now have taken the lead on the Cowboys 14-10, 1-855-212-4CBS. We'll get the Shep's picks in the AFC and NFC coming up in our next segment.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. We have Hickey and Shep back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. John Fass with another update here in about 20 minutes. Now, the Cowboys have just retaken the lead on the Seahawks, pending the PAT, 16-14 with 13-19 to go in the fourth. And speaking of the NFL playoffs, where Indy advanced 21-7 in Houston, 10-1 in their last 11 games after that 1-5 start. And I just marvel at Frank Reich and what he's done and doing right now with the Colts. And our first huge question of the night, who's going to get through the playoffs? I've kind of jumped on the Colts bandwagon. I think they can win in Kansas City next week. And if they get the championship weekend, let's say in Foxborough, tough to go against the Saints. It is right now. Tough to go against the Saints. So who are your two teams who move on to the Super Bowl? First huge question at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. We'll also get to the Huge Adamus predictions on the top three sports stories in 2019. You'll hear mine and I'll want yours. Let's go to Bill in beautiful New Hampshire. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. you know, I'm a loyal Pats fan, and I'm going to be rooting for the Patriots throughout the entire playoff season. So let me just start off with that. And I also think that the 2019 top story of the year will be if the Patriots do win the Super Bowl, I think that'll be the top story because the expectations from them this year are certainly not there. But what I would say to you is the Colts don't scare me. I think if the Colts go into Foxborough to play the Patriots, they're going to soil themselves because of their past track record with the Patriots. But candidly, it's the Chargers that scare me. The fact that they've got, you know, Keenan Allen, they got Virgil Green at tight end, they've got the Melvin Gordon and Austin Eckler at running back. The ability for the Chargers to go linear, I think it's going to impact the Patriots defense because the Patriots defense cannot run linear. They can certainly go vertical, but they have struggled going linear against the run for a good part of the season this year. And you know, Bosa's had a great year, and you know, I'm not convinced that Brady is nimble. If Bosa gets loose, I think he can create a lot of problems for Tom Brady.
Thank you so much for listening in beautiful New Hampshire, and I can't get enough of the New England accent. I love it. I really do. And if you ask me in my travels and doing a show and doing national shows and filling in for the Fabulous Sports Babe and ESPN Game Night and CBS Sports Radio last 4.5 years, if somebody asked me this question, where are the smartest sports fans? And I said, man, New Yorkers naturally, because we have a lot of New Yorkers and transplant guys and girls who produce a show and work back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Boston's a city that, you know, I could work in easily. The passion of those fans, and I've been to Boston numerous times, just a great place, really is. But smart fans. So if you're an athlete, if you're a coach, if you're a blogger, writer, if you're on a sports radio station in the Boston area, you had better be well-read and understand everything because they're smart fans. Same things with the New Yorkers, like with our sister station, the flagship for everything CBS Sports Radio, the fan in New York. Those fans, how you doing? Is it Vinny? They all don't sound like Rocky, okay? There's some knowledgeable fans. Chicago, I spent 3 years working on AM 1000 in Chicago. I want to give a shout-out to Mitch Rosen and the crew right now at AM 670, The Score. Great, knowledgeable fans. Dallas, Houston, the Texas base. I've worked down in Austin. Been to Dallas a lot. We get a lot of feedback. Houston AM 610 and also 105.3 in Dallas. Smart fans. The South, Jocks FM listeners, they know Alabama and Auburn football. I mean, it's a reason it's king, right? You know, the San Francisco Bay Area has some knowledgeable. I'll circle back to that later on what city I think is the most knowledgeable in terms of sports fans. Back out to the audience, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Speaking of California, Brandon, thanks for the wait, and you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing good, Brandon. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, first-time caller. Listening to you through The Score, though, believe it or not, on the app. So funny you mentioned that. So,
that's cool.
Hey, yep. Hey, big Bears fan, Chicago sports fan in general. And as I sat and I watched that Texan, I just moved out here from Houston about 2 years ago now. And as I sat and I watched that Texans-Colts game, it just made me a little bit nervous to see, you know, I think we take home field advantage for granted sometimes. And, you know, the Colts did such a good job of taking the wind out of the sails, in a sense, for the Texans fans tonight. And you really want to play that to your advantage. So as a Bears fan, I'm a little bit nervous. I think that the Bears and Texans are two totally different teams right now. I think the Bears are fortunately a little bit healthier. It'll be interesting to see whether Eddie Jackson can play tomorrow or not. But the purpose for my call was really just to talk to you. I'm concerned about, is it a trap game tomorrow? Yeah, I know it's a win or go home, but the Eagles are well-versed. You know, they know how to play. I just wanted to get your opinion on that. I know that your son probably doesn't have much faith in my beloved Bears or the Bears, but I thought I'd get your opinion on that as well.
Brandon, thank you for listening on the app to our closest friends there at the Score in Chicago. I like the Bears. I really do. I like their defense. Trubisky. I start looking at quarterback experience, and it really has been a year of the young quarterback emerging in the regular season. And I think the playoffs are a different animal. You know, you look at, you know, Deshaun Watson looked, he had angst in his legs and arm today. Luck looked confident. How about everybody who wrote off Andrew Luck and wrote off the Colts when they were 1-5 this year? You know, Trubisky, the Bears defense, the run game. I love Nagy's play calling with the Bears. I really do. He's just a genius. Like I said, you know, when you go after assistants, you either hit the jackpot like the Bears did with Nagy, or Matt Patricia and the Lions are trying to spin how beating a team full of third-string Packers at the end of the year now is a stepping stone to rebounding. This is what I love in the NFL. Yeah, you're 9-7, it's not good enough, so they fired Jim Caldwell. Then you go bring in Matt Patricia, you go 6-10, and you talk about how you're going to be better next year. Then when you go 9-7, you're going to talk about the three-game improvement, and the fan base and most of the media will buy in. That is a vicious circle that all fan bases live by. College, pro, when you get the unexpected disappointment of a season. And like I said earlier, I look at the Vikings, and I think they, there's a ton of, you know, Cousins in his second year. If he's not winning, and not just going 10-6, if he's not getting that team deep into the playoffs, I don't think he'll get a third year in Minnesota. And Zimmer will be gone next year. I mean, it's not a college rebuilding program. And the way fans, and I watch some media members buy in. Oh, you know, he needs to get his guys. He needs to get his guys. You look at the Colts, 11-6, 1-5 start. Hello. You look at Nagy and the Bears. Anybody out there, please let me know if you were on the Bears bandwagon when the season began. But I still go back to that quarterback experience. And that's why you just, nothing against Goff. I know Russell Wilson could be dangerous. I know we could end up with a Seahawks-Colts Super Bowl. And you start doing the math. Who could go into L.A.? Who could go into New Orleans? You know, I think the Bears' defense can travel well. Russell Wilson, there I go with that championship pedigree and experience. I'm not buying the Eagles that they have a shot at all against the Bears tomorrow. Not at all. No way. I know you're looking at, you're thinking about the Eagles last year. Look at the playoffs. Look what they did. No, 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 no. I think the Eagles will be lucky to score a point against the Bears. And you heard it first on the Saturday Night Huge Show. If you want to join us, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. First huge question of the night, even with some of the games already in, well, one game, officially, Indy beating Houston. I'm going Indy. Man, I want to go Bears. I really do. I want to go Bears. I like their mojo. I like their chemistry. I like their the way they're dancing afterwards. And that's how you look at the Colts. They got a toughness. Man, I want to do Indy, Chicago. I really do. I haven't made my NFC pick. It's tough to go against Breeze. Let's go to Al in Colorado. Listening out west on CBS Sports Radio. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, Huge. How about yourself? How about yourself?
Things are great in my world. Happy New Year to you and your family.
I really appreciate it, Huge. I'm actually from where you from, up north in GR. I graduated from a little place called Ottawa Hill. I got some cousins that hoop out there at East Kentwood and out in Wyoming. I know you know about it.
Yes. I'm well aware of East Kentwood and Ottawa Hills. That high school was a couple of miles from where I grew up in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Yes. So I wanted to talk to you a couple things about the Colts. You know, I like the Colts. I like Andrew Luck, but I talked to my little brother. He graduated from Christian up there. I talked to my little brother a lot. He talks about, you know, the new age quarterback. I called Deshaun Watson Deshaun Montana Watson because he was so cool. You know what I mean? But the Colts went down there and did their thing this weekend. What you think?
I like the Colts. I've been saying that they're going to get all the way to the Super Bowl and maybe win it. They're that good. They're rolling. They remind me of the Eagles from a year ago. They do, and they're complete. Like I said, what Mac have 148 yards. They're aggressive on defense. Their offense is aggressive. You don't know what's coming, and Frank Reich. That was an impressive performance on the road. I mean, they had to go on the road and beat the Titans to get in, and they went and beat the Texans, but you could see the Texans after the slow start, the comeback, that they were starting to fade. So I need your teams that will get through the NFC and the AFC to the Super Bowl now that we've seen some playoff action. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Other comments coming in. Joe says, I think it will be a Colts-Bears Super Bowl.
Wow.
Yeah, am I convincing everybody of Indy? A lot of people like the Chargers. Sometimes the road, these teams get in the bunker. And the road's better than being at home, and it's when you're playing well, right? Like Michigan basketball last year, playing well at the end, and they get all the way to the title game, even though Nova smoked them. Eagles are a perfect example. I still can't believe that Super Bowl. Man, I'm glad I was not betting in Vegas. Because I always talk about QB matchups, right? In my almost 27 years of doing a talk show all across the country. I like to look at matchups. Better quarterback. I always go with that. A lot of people aren't talking about the Patriots. They're not. You might want to listen to my 12-year-old son, Ace. Shep and Hickey are back in New York City. John Fass has an update in a few moments. We're doing the full four-hour broadcast tonight. Three more hours remain. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227.